Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and I am a Joy of Business facilitator. And welcome to today's Om Times Joy of Business radio show. Thanks for being here. So today I am with a very close friendship that started off really from a coaching relationship and has evolved into something different. And his name is Joseph Costello. Say hello, Joe.
So hello, my name is Joseph Costello, and I'm from Dublin, Ireland, and I'm Rachel's best friend. So I also do business mentor and personal mentor here in Dublin at the minute. And as I say, me and Rachel have got really close over the last couple of years. Rachel is very good at finding out what it is you want and not letting you get away from not getting what you want. So she's like, she has a little stick there, and every now and then she whips you. So she's very good at that.
And for those, Access Consciousness is now in 187 countries. For those of you listening, you are going to have to train your ears to get used to our beautiful Irish accents. So today's show, we are going to talk about, first of all, I would just like to talk about, I came off a phone call from a girl who used to do some bookkeeping work for me. And she went away and she studied as an accountant technician is what we call them in Ireland. And basically, it's a bookkeeper. And I rang her to see how she was. Hey, how are you doing? And she said, Rachel, she said, you know what? The fun has gone out of my life. The fun has gone out of my life. I'm doing something that I don't love. When I wake up in the morning, my life hasn't got any joy when I'm going into this office, being behind a desk all day long, inputting figures. You know, it got me to where I am now, and I've learned lots, and now something else. Something else has got to show up in my life. So today we are going to talk about not only the theme of today's show is what would make your life worth living. Okay, this is what we've themed today's show. And what would make your life worth living is a conversation that we have with Joy of Business, in that your life is your business and your business is your life. Joe, what makes your life worth living?
What makes my life worth living? Well, It's funny because it's only in the last year my life is back worth living, because couple of years, so 14 in 2004, I started a limousine company here in Dublin, Ireland, and I grew it to one of Europe's biggest limousine company. And for years, everything was rosy in the garden, but about 11 or 12 years into the business, it starts being a chore, and it starts being, the energy or anything that was got to do with the business was feeling very heavy. And while the business was so successful financially, it was coming to the point where it was a chore within me. It was dragging me down, and it wasn't a joy to be part of anymore. So December 2018, is when I sold my limousine company, and in March 2019, which was last March, I started doing one-on-one coaching with Rachel practically for the year. And I started a new business and personal mentorship program that really brings the joy back in me. So how does that bring the joy back in me? Well, it's like a fulfillment that doesn't always be fulfilled with finance or money or the likes of, you know, we can get caught up in the rat run and go after these goals and be in a job or be in a business that's not fulfilling to the detriment of our health, to the detriment of our health. So even since last May, like, you know, without me trying to diet or anything, I lost 36 pounds in weight, which is probably about 30 kilos. It's about 16 or 17 kilos. And that was just simply from being alive and being fulfilled in what I was doing in life. And that's to your credit and to your help. I thank you there, Rachel. And divine timing was right. But that's like, you know, so sometimes we settle for less. So, you know, what are we doing, whether that's in a 9-to-5 job or whether that's in our business, and we just think that's the way it's meant to be. That's just the way it is.
Okay, this is so funny that you should say this, because I actually had this conversation with a very, very good friend of mine who lives in the west of England. He's from South Africa. And we were talking about that. So he had been working with me, and we had been talking about your point of view creates your reality. Now, you've talked about a lot of things that I do want to address individually. The first thing that I would like to say, though, is that if you have a point of view, when Justin started first working with me, and he used to say to me, what is your point of view? Like, what does that actually mean, that I have a viewpoint? So we are entrained and entrenched with certain points of view from our culture, beliefs, that is, life has to be difficult. What else? You know, you've got to keep on to the business because it makes money. And all these points of views actually create your reality. What we're inviting you to with the Tools of Joy business is look at what is my underlining point of view here, and is that true and real? And actually, what can I choose that would generate and create a different possibility? So you're not going to conclusion, which is a potential state of future disaster. You're actually continuously in the question, which means that you are looking for a greater choice. And that's what this work is all about, is that you're looking for a greater choice for your life and for your living in every moment. And so that's the premises of the work. Now, what I would like to talk about, Joe, is that when we looked at the business it was 2017, early 2018, you started looking at this, you knew you were done. One of the things that I have seen with you and with myself, with my friend Anthony Mattis, when you are actually done with a business, he was a chiropractor in the States, not happy, so he just destroyed the business, sent all the clients away. If you are not happy with something, you are so potent and you've got so much capacity to change things that you will destroy that so you don't have to do it anymore.
I know, Rachel. I don't believe that. Totally. And it's funny because when it was coming to that, my point of view was that's all there was. And I was coming to a conclusion. And it's amazing when you have these points of view, it's like these are guards and they're commissioned by a higher authority to arrest us from making forward progress. And then we try to move out of this, and then, you know, there's no growth beyond this point of view. And it's like as if we attempt to accomplish anything, the point of view will just drag us back and automatically create ideas or reasons justifying why we can't move forward, you know?
You've said something brilliant there, though, and I would like to reiterate this. So if you're listening, you've got to look at what Joe just said. You will have a point of view that justifies why you cannot move forward. We call that the control mechanism of the mind, the programmed mind, the control system. So what you've really got to be aware of is all of that are entrained and entrenched beliefs. So here are the two questions you can ask with your business, is that what else is possible here? What else is possible here? How does it get any better than this? And can I actually, what can I be, do, have, create and generate to actually change this? And most people don't actually know and this is the strangest part, is that we are not educated on this planet from our time of birth, that our words and our actions create our life. You know?
So it's like, you know, it's even down to that word, Descartes, that saying, the law of attraction or the law of vibration. So no matter what we're doing in life, like even by us talking, you know, we're controlling, our mind is controlling us. And it's like, you know, we're a vehicle of what we're saying. So we have to be very careful in what we choose to say or choose to, what point of view have we got about ourselves or about our circumstances, instead of asking the question, what else is possible?
Totally. And the other thing as well is, like, we're not actually educated on, you know, for me, when I started using the tools of Access Consciousness, Gary, who's a word master, used to say, go educate yourself on words. And we're not told. 1946, there was a lot of, they were called, I think it was called professors, brought into a room, and they purposely changed the words so that we wouldn't actually know what we were saying. And your words create your life. Your words are like the painting on the canvas. So the word want has 27 definitions of to lack something. So when you say I want, you're saying I lack this, you know. Need means I have not got it. I need it. So you're saying I have not got this, instead of, hey, this is what I would like to have in my life. What can I be and do to generate this? So all the questions that we use with Joy Business are generative questions. And you can, people have this point of view that they require this to move forward and that to move forward. You just require you as the source of your reality and take ownership of your life. And guess what? People even change 5% or 1% of how they're using their words, and their life changes.
Well, totally. Like, it's 95% mind to actually bring you to that place for change. And as you say, it's like that ripple effect when we throw the stone into the pond and we create little change. Out of little change, you know, it's like that snowball effect, and it just creates more change and more change, and starts having different points of views and looking at what else is possible in this situation.
Yeah. So when you were looking at the, before we go to break, when you were looking at the business, you knew that you were done with the list. So first of all, I said, hey, are you actually done here? And you were like, yeah, I'm done. It's time for something different. This isn't contributing to my life anymore. No, it contributed to you, as in you didn't destroy it. You actually looked at, hey, I'm going to sell this. And you actually used the tools to go, I'm going to sell this business. Where is the person who's willing to buy it from me? And I'm still allowing the financial revenue from the sales to contribute to my life and business. Whereas what I've seen people before they've used the tools is destroy the business and went, oh, that failed, so that they had a justification to move on to something else. We'll be back with you after break, folks.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You. You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rachel O'Brien, Joy of Business Facilitator. Woohoo! Joy of Business, changing the world, creating a different reality with business that you can actually, guess what? Enjoy your life and enjoy your business. And today, my guest for the show is Mr. Joe Carlo in Dublin. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Rachel. So, thanks. my name is Joe Carlo. I'm a personal and business mentor in Dublin, Ireland, and I'm delighted to be here sharing this conversation with such a creative person.
Oh, how does it get any better than this? So today is, in case you're listening to the playback of the show, we actually are recording on Global Barista Day. And the tools of Joy Business are based actually on the tools of Access Consciousness, which the basis is that you always have a greater set of choices in life. That if you're listening to this show today and you're like, I've got to do this job because I need the money, you know what? That is a point of view that creates your life. So start with the basic, simple Joy Business tools, which is what else is possible with money? And we're going to give you like some tools today, like what do you love to do? And Joe talked about that he had a limousine business. He still is involved massively with property. And a year ago, he got to the place where he wasn't loving what he was doing, you know. And what we think to do today's show is, what if your life was worth living? So if you are alive, you actually have your business. You have a business. You're in the business of life, Simone Melassi says. You've got blood running through your veins. You're in the business of living. And what you have to get clear on is, what do you love to do just for fun? And what if you would do this for 1 hour a day, one day a week? And what if the business of living was the business that you're really in, no matter what you did for your job? And look at what it, so take a bit of time after the show, or while you're listening to the show, you may be on a train or wherever you are in the world, and just get clear on what you love to do. What do you actually love to do? So what do you love to do, Joe?
Well, I love to live life to its full, and thank God over the last year I'm back living life to the full. So as we were saying before the break, you know, I had a limousine company and I had it for 14 years. I sold it in December 2018, but about 12 years into the journey, it starts creating a very heavy energy, to the point of, and I try to be a positive type of person, but to the point of everything that was happening was starting to be a problem, and there was negativity, and I, you know, I tried to look at things as the glass as being half full, but was more looking at things as the glass as being half empty. So
this is really interesting. So one of the pieces that we look at with Joy Business, and sometimes people don't like it, is that what actually is showing up, what is showing up in your life is actually a point of view creating it. And then this is when you looked at, actually, I'm done here.
I had to look at then, do you know what I mean? Well, what is it? And it just wasn't working for me anymore. So it was more to the point of, you know, we can get caught in what's going on or the likes of the rat run, and we believe that this is all that there is possible, instead of actually taking the time out. Now, you know, sometimes we have to even go to the likes of a mentor or to someone to take the time out and get them to ask the questions, because when we're within this little bubble and when we're within this, you know, we're probably not thinking in the right frame of mind. So we might be satisfied with the point of this is all there is, although it's unsatisfaction. So we're nearly satisfied with unsatisfaction. So
yeah,
we had to take ourselves out and sort of look at what else is possible instead of, you know, coming to a judgment that this is all there is. And I was lucky enough to, you know, be able to have your help along the way and sort of, you know, create the roadmap to get out of it. Now, a lot of people might be there and they might be in a 9-to-5 job or another business and they're sort of saying, you know, well, what can I do? Or, you know, this is all there is possible. This is all I know for the previous X amount of years. Well, ask the question, because once you make a decision that you're going to do something, well, all of a sudden, the universe has your back. So when you make a decision, you're putting yourself to the point of, okay, this does not work for me anymore. I know that I can't continue doing this. So what else is possible? Now, you have to then take yourself out of what you're doing and find out. So it's nearly like love them, leave them, quit, stay, do it, don't do it, buy it, don't buy it. And the biggest thing that we can do is the biggest decision that we can do in life to the detriment of us is indecision. So if we're there and we're doing something that we don't like and we think that there's nothing else possible, we're in indecision, and that's going to create more procrastination and a conclusion.
Yeah.
And I was lucky enough then to make the decision of, right, this does not work for me anymore. I'm going to sell the company. And we put the procedure in place in order to sell the company.
And this is so funny, because this is one of the questions we use is, what's right about this I'm not getting? And when you looked at what's right about this I'm not getting, that's where you start to, like you said something that most people don't actually know about. And this is one of the pieces of information that I'd like to give you today. Look, folks, everything can be a contribution to the air you breathe, the coffee you drink, even your feet touching the concrete. One of the pieces of information, I did a little session with an 18-year-old today whose exams next week, and she was so stressed out. So I said to her, hey, you know what? Stress is a source for avoiding the contribution the universe desires to be for you. And she's like, huh? And I was like, well, let's take some paper, okay? And I said, what's your point of view about the exams? What is your point of view about the exams? And she's like, that I'm going to fail, that it's difficult. There was another few bits and pieces. In that, like, stress, in that stress, there's no question. So what we did was we broke it down and we looked at, hang on, there's a universe out there, which most people don't, most people haven't been given this information. And it's actually willing to contribute to you when you ask it, hey, universe, can you contribute today? When you ask for a greater possibility, and when you ask a question like, what would it take for more money to show up in my life? What can I be and do today to generate more money in my life? Get clear on what it costs you to live with your brilliant Adam. We'll talk about this later on in the show. So what she recognized when she wrote down her list, the exams are difficult. What was the other one? Oh, yeah, I'm going to fail. And I said, do you recognize that all of that are judgments? And she's like, yeah. So I said, what if you didn't have judgment about if you failed? What if you didn't have the judgment that it's difficult? Is it true it has to be difficult, or is that just everyone's viewpoint in regard to exams? And she looked at me and she was like, oh. And I said, are you willing to ask the universe to contribute you, to give you the information that you require to actually generate and create, you know, these exams with ease? And she was like, so different. And it's so funny, I just met her as I walked in to do the radio show, and she's actually sitting happily playing with our books. Now what this does is, when we ask the questions and we look at the fixed point of view underneath it, it actually allows you to choose not from a fixed point of view. Amazing, isn't it?
Totally amazement. And, you know, that's what we need to do, is sort of ask the questions, because we just become too consumed with the judgment or the conclusion that this is all there is. And it's like the questions just open the door to possibilities, to ideas, you know, to the point of, I believe, and when we're asking these questions, you have to come to a point of actually making a decision. And when you make that decision to actually say, right, well, this does not work for me anymore, the universe will have your back to the point of you'll find something that does work. But until you come to that point of making that decision, you can be sending out scattered energy, which you're getting back scattered energy. And that's why I believe, you know, to find out what you want, make the decision and sort of say, well, you know, there is more out there and I'm open for more and I'm going to get more.
I love this, because what you just said is actually a question we ask in the One Day Business Done Different class. It's a 3-day Business Done Different Masterclass and a 1-day Access Business and Money. And one of the questions we ask people to look at is, what energy is running your life? And what we continuously, people don't recognize that gratitude is one of the energies that creates the most in life and is the least used on planet Earth. So if you just right now, no matter what's going on in your life right now, take a moment and be grateful for what you are, for you being in, on this planet. Like the talks that I'm having with you about energy, and everyone's talking about energy now. That's new. That wasn't the way it was even a year ago. Whereas everyone is starting to recognize that this planet is based on energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. And you talk to the molecules and you script how you would like to have your life and live in. So let's take a moment to ask, what have I decided is unchangeable in my life? Okay? What have I decided is unchangeable in my life? And you can use the POC and POD, the clearing statement of access, good and bad, right and wrong, all nine POD and POC shorts, boys, beyond. And what this does is all the feelings, all the emotions, just like that 19-year-old today that I did the mini session with, all this entrenched emotions, feelings that she has bought, that she's been given from this world, are locked in. So what have I decided is unchangeable? We will be back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Hello, everyone.
Connecting
my name
you
is
with the
Rachel.
Best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and I am a Joy of Business facilitator. And you are listening to the OM Times Joy of Business radio show, where we gift you tools and techniques that will allow you to actually get out of the point of view that life is difficult, money is difficult, you can't have fun and generate money, you can't have fun and generate business. And today I am joined with Joseph Costello in Dublin. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Rachel. So my name is Joseph Costello. I'm a personal and business mentor in Dublin, Ireland. It's funny how you're just touching in there of, you know, you can't have money and fun. And for years, I struggled with the fun part, you know, so I was making loads of money.
Only you.
I was making loads of money, but I wasn't having any fun. So it's like as if that was an interesting point of view. So it was like as if, and we look at these inherited beliefs or inherited points of view that, you know, we inherit from family, society, from neighborhood when we're growing up. And one of the things that I had was, you know, money sort of came easy to me, but personal life and my balance on my work life, it was like as if, well, you have to work hard to get money. So I had no problem in creating money, but I had to work hard to the point of a workaholic, to the point of then not having, you know, to the detriment of my relationships with my wife, with my family, and so on. And I had to look at and visit that and sort of say, well, you know, that's an interesting point of view that I inherited. And me and yourself had an hour or five, you know, looking at what else is possible and, you know, getting rid of the judgments that brought me there.
Yeah, and the other thing as well is that I'm so grateful that you're talking about this, because to be vulnerable as a man in the world takes a lot of courage, because as men you're told that you've got to have everything sorted out, you've got to look after everything, you know, you've got to like man up and not be vulnerable. And one of the things that I'm so grateful for is the men friends that I have in my life and colleagues and that I work with, is that their ability to actually drop their barriers and say, hey, you know what, life actually for me isn't that ease right now. I'm not happy. I'm looking for something different. If you are looking for something different, please check out accessconsciousness.com. We have a huge, you can go to the website and follow up the global bars. They're 187 countries. So one of the pieces is that it takes massive vulnerability, huge vulnerability. And it's not comfortable to go and say to someone, hey, I require some change in my life. Can you talk to, like, It seems to be more difficult for men. What is that?
Well, I can speak a lot about in Ireland, like in Ireland anyhow, and I'm sure this is the same in a lot of other countries, is that, you know, you have to be sort of a proud man. So it's only more like the younger generation is starting to, you know, be taught that it's okay to say that I'm not okay. So my father, when I look back at my father, when I look back at my father, you know, I think he was suffering from depression most of his life. But, you know, there wasn't much talk about depression. There wasn't much talk about mental health. So it was sort of, you go in, he was in a bad humor, and then all of a sudden, all hell would break loose in the house, and he was nearly like a volcano and would erupt. But when I was growing up, you know, that's all I knew. So I just thought that was the norm. I just had a father that sort of was a volcano and he could erupt at any time. But it was later on in life, I sort of hit a nervous breakdown when I was 22, went down the wrong road, mixed with the wrong crowd, hit a dead end to the point of suicidal. So it's the darkest hour before the dawn. And it was only then when I went out and I looked at my mental health and I was able to, but at that point of time, I was very proud. So I was going through looking at my mental health, but I daren't say it to anyone that there was something wrong with me. So if you met me on the street and you says, "How are you, Joe?" I was a happy-go-lucky person, but deep down underneath, that way, you didn't know what was going on in someone's mind. Nowadays, I have the confidence to be able to talk about that because it's more, I suppose, acceptable is the wrong word, but it's more out there and there's more people talking about it to the point of it's okay not to be okay. And when you're within your little bubble of being not okay, you can see light at the end of the tunnel. So that's why I advise you to talk to someone that might, see a different avenue that's right in front of your eyes, but, you can see that.
Go get your bars run. Bars are this amazing process where someone puts their hands on your head. What I see with people, 97,000 new bars practitioners last year, and what I see, people have so much stress, anxiety, worry in their little bodies, so much criticism, so much judgment of themselves, and they get up off on the table and they get the points on their head touched, which allows you to delete points of view. And then they come off that table and they're like, oh, I'm so different. I'm very relaxed. And one of the things that you know and I know is that if you're stressed about life and your business, you cannot create something greater because all you will see is that fixed point of view about life and business, So it's the ability when you actually ask for a contribution and ask for support, that's actually the greatest strength, isn't it?
Totally, because, you're in that and you're within that bubble and you can't see, other options. So your point of view is, life is bad. There's no way out. This is what's happening. And it's only when someone can ask you the right questions. So it's funny because I was trained as a hypnotherapist and people used to come to me and they'd say, I want to give up smoking. And I'd say, how long have you smoked? And he says, all their life. And I'd say, what age are you now? And he'd say, 40. What age did you start smoking? At 15. No, so you're smoking 25 years. You're not smoking all your life. And then you'd say, how much do you smoke? And he'd say, all the time. And I'd say, how many do you smoke? And he'd say, 20 in a day. And I'd say, and how long does a smoke take? And he'd say, 1 minute. And I'd say, no, so you're smoking 20 minutes out of a day for the last 25 years. So when you're within that bubble, you're just thinking that, well, I'm a smoker all my life and I smoke all the time, where you can see, no, you choose to smoke 20 minutes of a day the last so many years. And you have to start looking at what else is possible. So, did you ever think that maybe you start smoking because it was the first time you learned how to relax? And they'd say, how do you mean? And you'd say, the very first time you inhaled and exhaled, that was probably one of the first times that you were learning how to relax. Try deep breathing techniques instead of smoking. But all of a sudden then, that person came in, they were a smoker all their life. They had no light at the end of the tunnel and they smoked all the time I smoked the last few years. I smoke a certain amount of time in the day and maybe I'm smoking because I learned how to relax. So all of a sudden, interesting point of view, and light at the end of the tunnel, what else is possible? And that's the way I see that we are us if there's something wrong. Talk to someone because we might be able to see the road or have a map to where we want to go.
Totally. And the other thing in all this is that one of the, I had a client last week and he said, hey, I'm drinking too much alcohol, you know. And I said, okay, so that's a fixed point of view. And everything that you said about the guy with smoking is all fixed points of view, fixed lies and fixed realities. So when I take a look at it, I was like, so what actually is the alcohol answering in your life? And he said, it's allowing me to check out. And I said, so you're not actually, you haven't got ease of being aware of or dealing with situations. And he said, no, not right now. I'm in a complete panic about it was to do with a revenue situation. So I said to him, I said, okay, so what's it going to take for you to actually change this and allow yourself to show up and deal with it? Now, one of the things that we both know with this deep sense of conviction and commitment that we would love everyone to have is that the funny thing is when you show up in your life, no matter what's going on, you when you were suicidal as that young man, when you show up to life and when you start to ask for contribution from the universe, you start to ask for support, you start to deal with situations that you have decided were unchangeable, guess what, Joe?
The universe has your back. You start seeing opportunities that you didn't see before because we're fluctuating on a vibration. So everything in this universe is energy, which is a vibration. So it's energy, frequency, you know, and we're fluctuating at that vibration. When we start asking stuff to show up, when we decide that we're finished with that, we're finished with that negative energy, and we're deciding to move on, the universe has our back. So it can't help but give us back what we think. So the universe, it's nearly like, you know, people talk about the law of attraction. The law of attraction is a secondary law. It's the law of vibration. And it can only give us what we think, what we feel. So are we grateful? So you mentioned being grateful earlier, right? So why do we want to be grateful? Because if we're grateful, it will just give us back what we're grateful for. So we're grateful in the
and
now.
More things to be grateful for. And more things to be grateful for. You know?
So Buddha said there's no such thing as the future. There's only now, because now creates your future. So if you can be grateful in the now for the body that I'm in, for the air that I breathe, for the water that I drink, for the food that I eat, for the bed that I sleep in, for the house that I'm in, for my wife and children being healthy, and you can run that gratitude, I tell you, everything is possible.
We'll be back after break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hello, folks. You are listening to the Joy of Business Radio Show. My name is Rachel O'Brien, and I am a Joy of Business facilitator in the world. Woohoo! How did I get so lucky? And today I'm joined with another coach from Dublin, Joseph Costello. Hey, Joe.
Hi, Rachel. So I'm Joseph Costello. I'm a personal and business mentor in Dublin, Ireland. So grateful to be here.
And the creator of the Entrepreneur Bootcamp.
Entrepreneur so, Bootcamp and many other things. So, Rachel, lead the way.
So many strings to your bow. So that's another thing in business. You have to know when to follow. You have to know when to follow, and you have to know when to lead. I love this. Joe, did you know that 90% of people leave their job because they're a direct manager? Imagine that. And 77% of management don't believe that they have leadership training to lead their business into the future. Isn't that amazing? So one of the things that we're looking at in Joy Business, we've created a stress reduction in the workplace. I'm just about to launch that actually in the UK. And the other thing is leadership programs. Now, when I read these statistics after a poll that Rebecca Hunt, who works at Access, she accessed on the Huffington Post, I was blown away by these figures that 90% of people leave a job because they're a direct manager, and 77% of people of management don't believe that they have the leadership training to lead their business. And so this for me is like a phenomenon of what actually isn't working in our world and what can be delivered from Joy of Business. Isn't that amazing?
And why would you think they leave their jobs? Like, what do you think is the biggest problem that makes the manager leave the job? Is it the stress of the job? Is it the stress of, you know, being wrong? Is it the stress of the decision making that, or you know, to be hitting the KPIs, to be hitting the numbers? Why do you think that is the case?
It's brilliant. That's a great question. So one of the people that I work with is called Stephen Chertissa Bowman. Check him out, the two Bowmans. They've written a book, Prosperity Consciousness, Conscious Leadership, No More Business as Usual, and I cannot remember the fourth one for the life of me right now. It'll come. So one of the things that Steve says is that leadership is not something that you do a course. You require the skills, you know, you require the skill set of being able to read a profit and loss spreadsheet. You require the skills of implementation. You require the skills. One of the pieces that people don't talk about is it's about being a leader where people actually respect you and you can actually communicate in a way that generates more. And this is, I reckon what's right about this we're not getting. This is where we use the question, what's right about this we're not getting. We actually have got so much change in our planet at the moment that people are no longer willing to go into jobs where they're diminished, where they're made feel less, and where they're treated with lack of respect. And I truly know there's a huge gap for leadership programs and leadership in the workplace, and particularly stress reduction in the workplace, where people get tools to deal with situations that can be difficult. And one of the things that we look at is how can this situation be different? What can we be and do to change this? And the leadership program is really to support people to have presence. And there's so much competition in there and so much judgment that actually is what's creating people believing that they don't have the management and leadership training.
Like, it's funny because, like, from the very first time we go to school, like, we're nearly we're programmed to, number one, follow in line, number two, be programmed to compete, number three, to be right and wrong, number four, then not to make decisions. So this whole, this leadership, it's like as if people is afraid to make decisions in case they're right and wrong.
Yes.
They're afraid to, lead. And you look at even, some of the, and the football managers. So plenty of the greatest footballers don't become a good football manager, because leadership is someone that will, encourage you, will, see what's wrong and what needs to be worked on along the way, and compliment you and guide you and encourage you to become better at what you do. Where some of the best footballers were so good at what they done, so good at being good at football, but they were very critical of themselves, which drove them on. But when you try to bring that onto someone else, when you're criticizing someone else, that doesn't always work. So there's a percentage of people who work for, and then there's a percentage of people that will just lock up. And as you say, that's why you need these leadership courses, is to encourage and to nurture and make someone grow. And that's probably half the managers is not getting that encouragement, and is finding they're on a chopping block. So nowadays, a lot of companies will say, there you have a management role. We have to hit this target every month. The targets within a company normally keeps growing and growing to the point that the target is unsustainable. And then every month when they're not hitting the targets, they're coming in, they're feeling unappreciated, they're unfulfilled to the point of the detriment of their health, starts turning into stress, starts turning into and that's the way it is. So that's sometimes the way I probably look at the likes of that.
Yeah, totally. And the other thing in all this is that we have a culture of blame in corporates. And one of the things about blame is that blame is you have done this wrong, And what conscious leadership is about, it's not about just calling yourself a leader. It's about being a leader and looking at, instead of going to blame, which is a glorious waste of time, it's about articulating a vision and a strategy that you can put into practice that actually generates more, sitting down, rolling up the sleeves and asking, what questions can we ask here? What can we implement here? How can we embrace accountability, transparency? And this ability to actually deal with situations and change situations that aren't working, I have seen people turn around situations so fast when they have the tools and the techniques for simple methods to create change, which is huge, really, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Like, and it's amazing. You'll see different companies or different establishments, and you get in a new manager that will help to encourage and look at things differently. And within a short period of time, in working within a team. So the worst thing that someone can do is think that I'm the I within the team, where a manager, as you say, is meant to manage, encourage, nurture, get people to grow. But that's not always the case, because so many people as managers, I look at it within my entrepreneurial bootcamp, we look at it as either a technician, which is, more like the worker. We have the manager, which is more like, looking after the everyday running things, the status quo. And then we have the entrepreneur, which is always in the future, trying to create, moving forward and so on. So it's, I wouldn't be a great manager. So I'd be more entrepreneurial, but I know my talents, and I know someone that would be good at managing, and I'd get someone to manage. So you have to know when to hold and know when to fold, and that's the way I look at it.
Totally. And if you're listening to the radio show today, please get yourself the book, The Peter Principle. It basically allows you to know that not everyone will want to move up into their appointed positions. Not everyone will like to grow. Some people have that point of view that everyone would like to develop and grow. Not everyone is like that. Sometimes a person is happy to get us to a certain place and stay there, and that works for them. And conscious leadership is always about empowerment, not about force, not forcing anyone. It's about using the consciousness and the awareness so that you can actually create more. Okay, that is what it's about. So we are, I just wanted to quickly, we're about to come to the end of the radio show. Before we do, finances for 2 minutes. One of the things that I have learned a lot from being around you is your presence with figures and your presence with profit and loss. And you know that I found myself in a little bit of trouble due to not being aware of expenses and actually just looking at income. And if you're listening to the show today, one of the things that we really encourage you is to sit down and write out how much it costs you to live. And how much it costs you to, what are your expenses? So not that you can do a budget and spend less so that you can generate more. Joe, talk to us about this.
Well, if you don't know how much your cost is and you don't know, you know, what you need to earn to literally live or to be able to save for a rainy day or to be able to save for to go and pay for another course or a self-development, you know, that's one of the detriments of, you know, what you're going to do. So I'll put it like this. If you don't know much you're on and you don't know your expenses, how are you ever going to be able to create more? So it's nearly like a decision. So if I know that my living expenses is 20,000 a year and I'm earning 25,000 a year where I know I have 5,000 of a surplus. If I don't know that, how will I ever know how much I want to earn? So you need to know what your expenses is for the end of the year, then to know what's left at the end of the year.
That's what we finish on. Thanks for being here, Joe. Thanks for listening to Joy.
Thanks. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.